Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. My crowd on set. That's right. Oh, I know. Makuma say you, hey, please, you, hey, Makuma say you, ha, Makuma say you, Makuma say you, good, Makuma say you. Makuma say you. Makuma say you. Let's try my soul. Come on. My soul say yes. My soul say yes. Says yes. Say yes. My soul say yes. Say yes. To your will, my soul says yes. That's right, says yes. Say yes. Sing about the love. My soul says yes. Hey, says yes. Say yes. Sing Makuma for the last time. Makuma say you, Makuma say you. You, Makuma say. Hey, my love, Makuma say you. Makuma say my soul says yes.
My soul says yes.
Ah, says yes. Say yes.
My soul says yes.
Oh, my soul says yes.
My soul says yes.
My soul says yes. Say yes.
My soul says yes.
Sing with your voices. My soul says yes. Say yes. Say yes.
My soul says yes. Say yes.
Oh, my soul says yes. Say yes. Say yes. Raise your voice and speak in the spirit for few seconds. Katadodo karade, kigada dada bahadoko jada. Hey, yahanololo bahade antidada. Ziyahanololo kobarahade. Give you the glory, lepra badaba andosi. Sia da 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 bahaya, sha da da da. Ziga de ba do ho ba bahaya, sha de 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 da ya. Hariya ando zili lili. Hallelujah. Awesome Father, thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. I want to thank you for the life of everybody that is here, everybody who have joined us by way of media, hearing your word. I bring you praise, worship, and adoration. I want to honor you specially. Throughout the week, maybe throughout the year, all our lives, you have been too faithful and so good. So this morning, it is not only to renew our faith in Christ, but also to come and show our gratitude for your goodness and faithfulness toward us. Be exalted and be magnified. I pray in the name of Jesus that your spirit will brood over this service. It is only your spirit that reveals the Christ. We want to have a revelation of who Jesus is, so that we can become like him and the power of his resurrection, the very suffering, and also the fellowship. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will stretch your love and your grace and mercy over us this morning. Speak in clarity, power, and dominion. Bring your people to the place of absolute revelation, impartation, and the tutelage of your word. At the close of this preaching of your word, the delivery, the presentation of your word, I pray that salvation will take place. Restoration, restitution, recovery, replenishment. I ask in the name of Jesus that your goodness will place your people into the sphere of advantage. In the mighty name of Jesus, be exalted. The heart of the sinner and the backslider are before you. Save both. In Jesus' precious name. Now I rebuke satanic order. The systems and manipulation, networkings, projections, noise of the enemy. I command you to be silenced. Not by my power, but in the name of Jesus. I declare victory for your people, absolutely. Speak, 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 Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Oh, clap those hands. Push my monitors, please. Good morning to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. I bring you love and I bring you greetings in the name of Jesus. Forgive my voice this morning. I'm coming out of from this terrible turbulence. So, forgive me, but we will cruise nicely. Say amen. Now, having talked about that, I want to use the opportunity to welcome everybody to the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. I bless God for his love and mercy toward all of us and give him the glory for his faithfulness. We are live on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. We are also live on Obatampa Radio 92.5 in the community of Kasua and its environs. We are also live on Amansan and Chien Television. We are live on Facebook, YouTube, and podcast. This morning, we're also broadcasting on Telegram. It is a joy to have all you and all our friends from all around the world to bring all of you into the service. It's a great blessing and a joy. Having greeted all of you, I would love to read to you our foundation scripture. Just for all our audience to understand, we're transmitting live from Isaac and Comfort and Ponsap Memorial Temple here in the city of Accra, specifically in Tesano. We give God the glory. This is Alabaster International Ministry bringing you this live broadcast service. My name is Kofi Otro. I'm going to be with you from now until top of the hour. John chapter 12.
Verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses, the Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. Allow me to read it in our language because of where I would love to make the preamble or submit the preamble this morning. You know, Yohane Nsempa, itre du mi enu imu eye tiyono ni eti unubako. Wasi hila fubi wano mwa waba fashion asinimo. Su waba besori. Wano waba Filipo ufri besaida. E waka lelia ninche wabe kachire nise. Wuda. Ye pese yuhunu Yesu. Waba Filipo ufri besaida. E waka lelia ninche mbe kachire nise. Wuda. Ye pese yuhunu Yesu. Having read you that, allow me to read arguably the most profound and relevant verse of scripture, or three verses of scripture in the Bible that is extremely relevant to the times in which we are living in. Maybe now your mind and your heart must be drawn to this particular verse of scripture because we are not reading it in a form of formality. But you are going to come to the cognizant fact that Bibi Bayuasia wa yuhe ya obeto baburachune. Yeah, Bibi Bayuasia, Sunday you will not show up here. Bibi Bayuasia, you are not going to take Christ serious. Bibi Bayuasia. The point is that at the end where Bayuasia was dinner, that the Bible could not have a definition for it. And so he did a description. There is a difference between a definition and a description. There are few things in the scriptures that cannot be defined. And those things that cannot be defined are described, like love. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, when he got to verse number 4, and he wanted to talk about love in verse number 4, listen to how he puts it. Put it in GNT. Let's break the English down. He said, love is patient. Instead of defining love, he typifies it, he signifies it, he illustrates it, he compares it to another virtue. Instead of defining it, he compares it, he makes a comparative assessment of our analysis, because patience is also a virtue, just like love. So he could not define it, so he went further to describe it. If you want to know love, it's like patience. If you want to know love, it is not proud. It is not ill-mannered. So there are few things in the scriptures that cannot be defined, like death. The Bible said death is strong. But he describes death to another virtue, strength. He should have defined it that when death is when you close your eyes and give up the ghost. That possibly could be a definition. But he describes it. There are strong things in the scriptures. One of the things that the Bible cannot describe, cannot define rather, is truth. John chapter 17, verse 17. He says, sanctify them with your truth, for your word is truth. If you are a student of literature, you may feel that this is an oxymoron, a contradiction, a tautology. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Well, what is he talking about? What is he talking about? There are things in the scriptures that are so strong that you cannot define. And those things are rather described. Therefore, the Bible wanted to talk about something that is emanating and coming into the world. But he could not define it. Therefore, he makes a description of it. And that thing It's in Luke chapter 21 and verses number 34, 35, and 36. I will repeat Luke the 21st chapter, 34th, 35th, 36th verses. Take heed, oh, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that may come upon you unawares. The Bible said that the things that I'm talking about is coming like a snare. It's coming like a snare, and it's coming upon all them that dwell on the face, all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. It will come on the rich, it will come on the poor, it will come on the illiterate. You will feel it. You will feel it. I don't care how deep you are. Yesterday, I was telling Dede, I weep for the poor and I cry for the vulnerable. I cry and I'm weeping, I'm praying and making intercession for people who cannot pay for a prescription and pay for medical bill. People who will be turned away at Kolebu because they cannot pay. People who will be turned away at G because they cannot pay. My prayer goes for those people. Hey, Bibiba. Bibiba! The Bible could not describe, define it. So he is making a description. Look at verse number 36, put it there, and then I will allow you to take your seat. The Bible said, watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. Now, he captions them, these things. Shut it off, please. Captions it, these things that shall come to pass. Whether you believe it or not, it will come to pass. These things, all these things. Chema Bibiba. Bibiba. Bibiba to the point that I believe that when the Prime Minister of UK sacked his Chancellor or Finance Minister, he was going to put a plan together. Just few days of being in office, 40 something days of being in office, she resigns. Prime Minister Ngombe. Who is it that has been elected Prime Minister? You know, blessed by the Queen of England. Who wouldn't want that? Sister, you heard the Ebano so. When you make us a match, world leaders are going to run. They say, one more your real leaders, you know. The Ebano, it will expose them. Umuoha, it will expose you. You are going to see our systemic failures in this country because these things are going to reveal them. I'm telling you. You will realize that most of our ministers are not qualified to be leaders. You will see it clearly. You will realize that in Africa, there are so many old men who don't qualify to be leaders. Serious! This morning, you may not like me. I am, first of all, push these things up for me, please. This morning, you may not like me. You may not like my message. I'm telling the people who will normally come and watch my service as the Lord has sent me. This morning, you may not like me because I may be coming into your terrain vehemently this morning. Because the word may not be what you have envisioned to nicely come and hear. It is going to be very rough. Therefore, brace yourself for it. There is a word from the Lord. There is a word from God. All these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the scripture, please. all these things blood shall come to pass. All these things will come to pass. These things will surely come to pass. I'm telling you, this is not a wind just blowing. No. The people will say, peace, peace. I tell you, there is no peace. There cannot be peace. It's going to be rough. It's going to be terrible. I know you are thinking, oh, a pastor should bring encouragement. Encouragement to our madness. Encouragement to our filth. Encouragement to our blasphemy. Encouragement to our contamination. How can idols be blessed? How can we consecrate idols? How can evil be dignified? How can we glorify iniquity? There is no way there will be peace. Him and there is no encouragement. Praise yourself. There is a word from the Lord. All these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. There are so many things that I would like to project to you. You may be seated in God's presence. I welcome everybody to church. Put our theme on the screen for people on television, online, everybody to see. I call an error of Balaam 2. I'm doing a three-way, a trichotomous focus, please. The error of Balaam, part 2. And this, I will want to use the opportunity to do just a little revision of what we've been talking about by the grace of God last week. When I said this, I said that the Bible had outlined few things in the scriptures. And when he started talking about those particular things, you know, just for the sake of the people who were not here or who have joined us, and people, I will use the opportunity. I talked about three streams of Balaam. The first, I said, is the doctrine of Balaam, Revelation chapter 2, verse number 13 and 14. And then I talked about the way of Balaam, 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 15. Then I introduced the subject, the error of Balaam, Jude chapter 1 and verse number 11. I will read that. The Bible said, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and run greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsay of call. In another version of this particular scripture, the Bible said, how terrible for them. They have followed the way that Cain took for the sake of money. They have given themselves over to the error of Balaam committed. The error that Balaam committed. They have rebelled as Korah rebelled. You see, he brought another name of rebellion in this version. And like they are destroyed. So he puts up this particular caption, error of Balaam. And I borrowed this as my theme for the next two Sundays, this Sunday and next Sunday. And I'm talking to the wise only. Ladies and gentlemen, there is the atmosphere in this particular season. It's not a good one. This is the time the gospel cannot be compromised. The pulpit cannot bend to carnality and to physical, all kinds of stuff. Therefore, this morning I stand here to present. You know, last week in my submission, the culmination or the summation of the message was the error of Balaam. And I started by talking to you about there are so many errors that have crept into the house of God. The one of the most foremost of the errors is the error of waste. I look at people that are anointed and they go to waste. I look at people that are gifted and they waste away. When I look at people who are gone into the error of Balaam to the point that they do not even know the value of a birthright. The value of a birthright. to be called as a pastor of a church, to be raised up as a prophet of God, to speak for Almighty God. People do not even value what it means to be called the CEO of a company, to be called a father, to be called a mother, to stand in an office of trust. People do not even understand the sphere and the cause of that. And look at people, how they waste away. How they waste away. I knew a very fine prophet who was in Accra, joined himself to the contamination of petty political vindictiveness and used his oil to push nonsense politically. The day he died, even the people he stood with didn't turn up. What a waste! And how they waste away. It was just by way of, revision or recap. Let me use the opportunity to just proceed and deal with what I am talking about today. Allow me to read 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse number 3. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and the third verse. The Bible said, and this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. Watch this. Last week I talked about the two sons of Eli, and here are their names, Hophni and Phinehas. The priest of God were there. Please follow me. The Bible says, and the sons, go back, let's follow you. And the sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of God, were there. Can I read it in a different version? In this one, the Bible, I'm just reading, where Hophni and Phinehas, the two sons of Eli, were priests of the Lord. In this other version, look at this, the priests of the Lord at the time were the two sons of, listen to that, the priests of God at that time, in other words, that was their season. They were raised by God in that season to be priests. The priests of God, the Bible said, were Hophni and Phinehas. In another version, look at this. He said very clearly, he said that Eli and his two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, served as the Lord, as the priest of God there. The last version, possibly, he said the two sons of Eli were priests to the Lord there. Very powerful. But I was going down just a little bit, and went and met something very interesting in that particular, go to particular verse number 12, in the 12th verse. In the 12th verse, listen to that. The Bible said very clearly, this is 1 Samuel chapter, let's start from verse number 7. Let's start from verse 7, possibly. And as he did so yearly by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked death. She provoked her, therefore she wept. Okay, go to verse number 10, maybe. Let's jump a little bit. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And then went further and said, and she vowed and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will look on my affliction, the affliction of your handmaid, and remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. Go to verse 12 and let us continue. It came to pass as she continued praying to the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. Go to 13. And now Hannah, she speak in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought that she had been drunken. In the 14th verse, and Eli said unto her, how long are you going to be drunken? He goes further and talked about and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have not drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I pour out my soul before the Lord. In the 16th verse, the Bible said, count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken hitherto. And 17th verse, and Eli, watch this. Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the Lord God grant unto thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. 18th verse, and she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. 19th verse, and they rose in the morning, worshiped the Lord, and returned to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew his wife, and the Lord remembered her. In verse 20, the Bible said, wherefore it came to pass, let me, you know, go a bit further in this particular, let me go to 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse number 1. 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse number 1. The Bible said, and the child Samuel ministered before the Lord before Eli. Sorry, the child Samuel ministered before the Lord, unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There were no open visions. If I jump to verse number 7, the Bible makes a very solid repetition of the word of the Lord. He said, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto Samuel. But verse number chapter 3 verse number 1 has said that he is ministering before the Lord. Now when I read 1 Samuel chapter number 1 and verse number 3, I wanted to read chapter 2 and verse number 12. And so let me go to chapter 2 and verse 12 and combine these two together. The Bible said, and the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. The sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. But I thought that the Bible had already said in chapter 1 and verse number 3 that they were priests before God. How can the priest not know God? How can the priest not know God? The people that are supposed to lead all of us to the altar and to the presence of the Lord. Can you put this in a different version? He said, now the sons of Eli were squadrons. They paid no attention to the Lord. There was no attention paid to God. Another version, the Bible said, Eli's sons were a bad lot. They didn't know God and could not have cared less. Another version says, now the sons of Eli were scoundrels and had no respect. The people are priests of God, but they have no respect for the Lord. I spoke to you about the error of waste. Number 2, the error of not knowing the Lord. The people are sitting in the house of God, but we don't know God. Oh, don't be confused at all. Please, don't be confused at all. Sundays, people driving to church, traffic, and all that, and chaos and papa. Churches! That will be good news. But I'm telling you, ministering before God, it will be certain for you to come into the presence of God and sing powerfully, and you have no respect for God. Yeah, maybe let me not use the word not know God. You have no respect for God. There are people preaching as I'm doing, even more vehemently and strongly, yet they do not have respect for God. If we have respect for God, Ohima, we would tremble at his word. The gospel will be preached, not nonsense. These days, when you preach the pure word of God, it is two things. the people will resent it or leave the church. Oh yeah, they will easily leave. Sometimes I ask, you know, why you come? Because the things that I am saying are not, you know, sugar-coated soft stuff. These are not things that make people jump around. The things that I'm preaching are not things that will make people, hallelujah, and throw money at the altar. Do you realize that when I'm preaching, nobody throws money at the altar? Because the messages is not take it one and two. So somebody will not say, I claim, I receive, I tap into it. Everybody is sitting down quietly looking at me when I'm preaching. Sunday after Sunday, they park their cars and come into the presence of God. And I'm asking the question, what is it that they hear except for the word of the Lord? But the word of God that they are hearing is not an easy word for anybody to, you know, receive. This is not the kind of message that anybody will want to hear. Let me tell you, the word of God is the word of God. The word of God does not make people excited. The word of God is like an injection. The word of God is like therapy. The word of God is like, it's like medicine. The word of God is like bent one ear drill. That is how the word of God is. The word of God is when we be yaria, ye yam a glugu bent to him. At the sano, emanuunu sa, ya sano, and ni emanua ye de sano, e pianua, udishawa numua eede. The word of God is like that. Can be in the presence of God, yet we have no respect for God. I'm serious. Yet we have no respect. If we have respect for God, then we have the love for God. You cannot be coming to church. You cannot be coming to church for 1 year and have disrespect for God. By 1 year, Christ will be birthed in you. Christo! Yeah. They ministered before God, but they had no respect for God. And so the utensils that were used for communion, the tabernacle which God dwelt in, they brought their girlfriends there into the presence of God. This was the Old Testament. And they did not fear that God can strike them. The Lord looked on because of their father. And then God raised up a voice and spoke to Samuel. Just like God is raised a voice for this nation. When you talk like this, they feel that you hate somebody. Now, you know, you and your husband or you and your fiancé comes here and present a matter to me. And then by the word of the Lord, I tell you what God thinks about the matter. If it doesn't go in your favor, you will feel like I hate you and love the person that you came with. Oh yeah. If I stood here this morning and I said that God is going to lift you up and make you the next Bill Gates, this preaching will not be a quiet one. No, people will just get up and throw all your money in your purse on the altar. You will even forget that petrol is 15 cedis a liter. Yeah, because I'm telling you something that you like. I'm telling you something that you like. But when people have no respect for God, we will carry the Bible on Sunday. And yes, subaya ye petan ne di wopotem ho, e fi ho, and pronon so mantam ho no, and ye Christo subai. Oh, and ye Christo subai. That is why Jesus said, Mumpre, our pronouncing with him. Mumpre. Strive to enter. Everybody. Marriage is not easy. I have been married for 23 years. I know all of you look at our marriage as a model, but I tell you, it didn't start like what you see it now. In our first 3 years was our craziest moment, third year especially. But you see, by the grace of God, if a person allows themselves for the Holy Spirit to break them, mold them, melt them, and remold them, I'm telling you, they will come out clean, polished, refined. If you really, really want to gain root in Christ, because Christianity is so different from what goes on in your house. You say you are a Christian, you are a Christian in your house, not in church, not in this building. This is why so many people don't have any respect for God. We will come and dance and celebrate and shout and clap and get up from here, but the moment we leave this place and go to our homes, we are unbelievers. We talk anyhow, we behave anyhow. I'm telling you, there are so many of you, your husbands will never come to church because of you. You have become a stumbling block because you have no respect for God. You minister before the Lord, but you don't know God. You minister before the Lord, but you don't fear God. You minister before the Lord, but you are not transformed. There is no transformation that comes out of you. I stand here by the grace of God, and I'm talking to people. Christianity is personal. Christianity is personal. Christianity is personal. Christianity is personal. The faith in Christ is personal. I cannot do it for you. I cannot eat for you. I cannot believe for you. I cannot pray for you. I cannot fast for you. I cannot believe God for you. I am going to help you, teach you, train you to believe God for yourself. Oh!
And that
thing, I want to talk about that thing that I made people pray for me, look in the spirit for me. We need to grow up. You know, there is something, there is a phenomenon about men. Men are kings, but within the man is a little boy at the same time behind the king. And that little boy want to be cuddled and want to be pampered and want to be respected, want to be honored, want to be saluted. And even if the boy is a little boy, doesn't want the mother, who is a woman, to raise their voice at them at a particular point. And that particular thing, I'm talking to all the ladies, you will need to come to that particular place that your Christianity will have to address that particular man with respect, with honor, you know, with reverence, with salutation. Your that heart will have to respect that. It will tell her, you are born again. And our job is Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Go ye therefore into all nations, you know, and baptize them, teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. And 20th verse is teaching them. And your husband is one of those people. Yeah, one of those people. Your husband is one of those people. Pastor, see, what will be the essence of Christianity if you come, lead a choir, pastor a church, play the keyboard, lead people to sing, but your wife does not see you even as a pastor because of your own heart? There is no Christianity without the purity of your heart. I will repeat what I said. There is no Christianity without the purity of your heart. I will say it for the last time. There is no Christianity without the purity of your heart. I'm talking to you about five things. Number one was the error of waste last week. Number two, this one. I'm talking the error of not knowing the Lord. Maybe let me put it in a different way. The error of not respecting God. We believe the internet more than the word of God. Internet is talking nonsense. Anything that is holy in God's presence, the devil has attacked it on the internet. Titan. Yes, it's a title. You find a good scene here and all that. I don't understand why the people who don't go to church are rather busily talking on the internet nonsense. I don't understand. And then you people join them. You will go and people are talking, disdaining the altar of God, and the so-called Christians will join them. And then begin to attack the things of God. Look at the way we have run down speaking in tongues. The language of the Spirit. Look at the way we have run it down. Never forget, he that sins against the Father and the Son will be forgiven. But he that sins against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. That is the unforgivable sin. So we disdain God. We bring comedians to the platform of God's altar talking nonsense. And they have nothing to ridicule but the name of the Lord. The Bible said in the last days there shall be scoffers, mockers. They will mock. Have you forgotten someone? Blessed is the man, verse number one. Blessed is the man who does not, you know, walk in the way of sinners. Who does not, you know, put the scripture there, please tell us this word. Who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. Put this in a different version. That word scornful comes in a different word. You know, happy are those who reject the advice of evil people, who do not follow the example of sinners and join those who have no use for God. There are people in my generation who have no use for God. People are in your home who thought that your coming this morning was useless. They have no use for God. Verse number 2 in King James, the Bible said, their delight is in the word of God, and in his word they meditate day and night. They shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither. Everything that he does, he shall prosper. Let me talk to you about the third error of Balaam: forgetfulness. The reason why so many people have become rebellious, Obama, is because we have forgotten. You have forgotten that it's not your strength that have brought you here. I tell the people, anybody that have been raised up by the grace of God, I tell them boldly, I say to them, never forget your father and your mother. The people that raised you up, that fed you, that took you to school. And I know many of us, our fathers didn't take care of us. Take that bitterness out of your heart and move on. I told you something. Oh, you can clap your hands. Take that bitterness out of your heart and move on. Serious. Because that will be an impediment to your Christianity. And to your entering into the kingdom of heaven. Say a good amen. As I finish up my presentation this morning, listen to this. Many people need kaya. This is why God told, Moses. He said, tell the children of Israel, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Yeah, Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse number 10. He was talking to them about remembrance. In verse number 10, he said, when you get to the land, you know, Deuteronomy 18, verse number 10. Deuteronomy chapter 8, rather. 8, verse 10. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Sorry. Chapter 8 and rather verse number 10. When thou art eaten and you are full, and you shall bless the Lord thy God for the good land that he has given you. Go to the next verse. Listen that he said, beware that thou forget not. Now you them free. Beware that thou forget not. Push my monitors here. Beware that thou forget. Be careful that you forget not. Don't forget that somebody opened doors for you before you. Oh yeah, those people, you can't forget them. I don't care how they hurt you. There are people that held your hands and took you to a company and said, can you hire this guy for me? Those people, you don't forget them. There are people like that. I'm finishing my service. Listen to this. There are people, serious people, that you cannot forget. The pastor that bless your wedding. The pastor that bless your child. Those people, you don't forget. The person who came to your rescue when you needed grace. Above all, he said, put the scripture back. Forget not the Lord thy God. God in not keeping his commandments and his judgment and statutes. Yeah, because onipa with a free pair nana komase. Onipa ni with a free pair nana komase. This morning, it is with a heavy heart, out of a lot of prayer, that I stand here to address prophetically the things that this nation is going through. I'm serious. When people forget, they go down quick because they lose the essence of who really they are. Good morning, Your Excellency. I know that pressure is on you more than anybody in this country. Ghana is in crisis. Your Excellency, if nobody tells you around the people that have surrounded you, this is just a voice crying in the wilderness, preparing the will of the Lord and making his path straight. After much prayer, sir, the Lord told me he gave you an opportunity. When everybody thought it was not possible, he gave you an opportunity in the purity of your heart. When you yourself and your family did not believe it was going to be possible, Your Excellency, the Lord says he gave you an opportunity to lead. When the idols of your family said no, he rose above all the odds and lifted you and placed you above the doubts of the experts. He gave you an opportunity to have a first term and have given you another opportunity of your second term. Your Excellency, the way you spoke in 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, in your campaigning, how you spoke touched the hearts of Ghanaians. Because at the time, the NDC and John Mahama had become arrogant and proud. They spoke carelessly without any remembrance. And in the humility of your heart, God favored you. But Your Excellency, you have become more prouder than the NDC and the Mahama. I stand here with a heavy heart to respectfully say this to you, sir. The Lord is telling me, takes everybody down. And if you continue to be proud, you will go down without remedy. Your government will be the worst in the history of this country. Your Excellency, if you continue in the arrogance of speech and the pride of your life, you will never see solution and you will never see remedy. I stand here as a man of God and as a prophet of God, not needing anything from you except your repentance and your humility. If not, Ghana is going into destruction. It is only the fool that thinks that we are going in the right direction. The Lord told me to give Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22 to 33 to His Excellency and to Ghana. When I finish reading this, my service is closed. Your Excellency, it is out of no malice. I address only issues, not persons. I have spoken the mind of God. The Lord says, remember where he picked you from. MPP, remember where God picked you from. You have become very proud, very arrogant. And if you don't return to God immediately, I promise you, you are going down. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22. Do you have a tree Bible, ma'am? Take my tree Bible. Proverbs chapter 1, 22. I will read English, you will read tree. The Bible said, how long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? Scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. He said, turn you from your reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit on you, and I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and you refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. In verse 25, but ye have set at naught all my counsel and will, and would none of my, you have set at naught all my counsel and will none of my reproof. In verse number 26, I will also laugh at you at your calamity. Put it in GNT. In this version, the Bible said, and when you get into trouble, I will laugh at you. I will make fun of you when terror strikes. In verse number 27, when it comes on you like a storm, bringing fierce winds of trouble, and you are in pain and in misery, then you will call for wisdom, but I will not answer. You will look for me everywhere, but you will not find me. In the 29th verse, I have never had any use. You have never had any use for my knowledge and always refuse to obey the Lord. In the 30th verse, you have never wanted my advice or paid attention to when I corrected you. Last verse, last but one, he says, so then you will get what you deserve, and your own actions will make you sick. In the 32nd verse, inexperienced people will die because they reject wisdom. Stupid people are destroyed by their own lack of concern. Last verse, and then I'm done. But whosoever listens to me will have security. He will be safe and with no reason to be afraid. Read three for me, sweet, and then my service is closed. Hold it, dear. Thank you very much. Listen to the word of God.
Na me kasa kire no mompe enti mompe enti menso mesre mo
menso mesre mo mama ne hunu mo na ma ho popo ba me yimme o ya me yimbo
ma ho popo ba ebe se aprana na mo amane ba se ahum ahohiahia ne ahokire eba mo so a eno na mo be frɛ me na mere nyi mo so mo ba hwehwɛ me Hema, Namuru, me, a son is said.
But she's in him, dear.
Yeah, now
one pet, I will show.
One pet, my foot too. Now, whoop,
hold it. You see this verse? Go home and underline this verse. One pair of foot too. No, I pull me cassa chilling. One pair of foot too. A dear woman, you chili. And you Christ to move to. Uye kasa chile. They don't want to know you. Ichi di nukure. Ubi ya wote ya meka asa machila. Renu wama yure mfriwo. Renu wama yure mfriwo. The Lord picked us from the dust. Futu rubu no fa yifri. Nijina hei. Whilst I'm standing here. Me mami yure fri baby ya yuhu afa mi fri ya. I am on my way back to that place. Yeah. Say me, mammy, you refuse him, Gina, hey. I'm sorry. So, me, you're a crammed away. We'll be see, say, your crown, so. Who no warning signals, no, I'm fine. Say, your crown, so, no, I see. May the Lord have mercy on our souls. You bought cement 67 cities. Now, cement is 85 cities. You bought petrol a liter for 11 cities, now is 15 cities. Shops have closed. People are sitting at home when schools have reopened. How do they pay their fees? This is the time that the leader of a nation becomes a father and comes out and rally hope to the people and tells the people, I am here and God is with us. Not you go into hiding. No! This is the time that a leader becomes a father and speak to all. This is not the time for your party petty politicking. This is when a father is speaking. Everybody believes the father and rally support behind the father. And this is where we ask God to fight for us. I said the last time, and I'm saying it for the last time also. Can you imagine what will happen if my president and cabinet ministers, chief of staff, chief of defense staff, chief of army staffs, chief justice, speaker of parliament, judges, everybody go on their knees like that on Independence Square and say, Father, we are not the only people to go into famine. David went into famine. Many people in the Bible, there were famines, but you delivered them. Help us. You are our only help. Can you imagine what happens? But when people reject God, he rejects you. Stand to your feet. This morning, I'm praying for mercy for the leaders of this nation. You have missed it. You have missed it. I missed it. When the Lord said to Jeremiah, call unto me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things which you knew not. That means that there are things we don't know, but God does. There are deep secrets that the Lord... When Hagar was crying, the Lord did not answer. But the moment Ishmael raised his voice, the Bible said, and God opened the eyes of the woman to see the well. So the well was there all this while. It is true, when there was famine in Ghana, we had oil, but we didn't know. We had gas, but we didn't know. You reject God, he rejects you. Simple. There is nothing devastating for God to reject you. Minima dia aims. Kubisa ohine saw when the Lord rejected him, he went desperately to the witch of Endor for inquisition. Come back to your first love. Come back to your first love. Everybody, Your two hands are on your heart. We read a film when we see you are on your way down. That Christ went to the cross for you. I can't forget that. When somebody died for me. Somebody died for me. This is the time I lift up my hands and sing praises unto him. And sing worship and adore his holy name. This is that time. I'm serious. We want to ask the Lord, forgive us and restore us. Forgive us and restore us. The joy of your salvation and renew a right spirit within us. This is our prayer, and we are done. The male factor on the cross said to Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He said, verily I say unto you, you shall be with me today in paradise. Oh! Talk to God. Oh my God. My Lord, give us help, for vain is the help of man. Somebody say, dear Jesus, take my life and let it be. Consecrate my life and make it yours. I want to serve you. Know you well. Thank you for your mercy. Open your eyes, but your right hand is on your heart. Play the national anthem. We want to make intercession for this nation. Our country is going the wrong direction. Nobody's telling you, I'm telling you. We are going on the wrong direction. The favor we started with in 2017. It's no more. Now, we became the fastest growing economy in Africa in 2017. Now, according to Bloomberg, we are the worst currency on earth. The whole world. We are worse than Sri Lanka. Worse than Zimbabwe. Worse than Togo. We need the help of God. And this is not the time to play politics at all. Because we don't want to hear it at all. We cannot. We, if a man cannot when a man is broke, when the child laughs, it's an irritation. Let alone their wives. As for their wives, they don't want to hear their wives at all. Enibraba. So stop your NDC MPP. We don't want to. Musa two groups we mo your how. Mo your how. You these two groups, moye or how? Yeah. Yeni abrio, yeni abre. You will know very soon that we are not interested in your cutlass and T-shirt and 50 Ghana Cedi. Very soon, you are going to see it. Very soon. Yeah. Play the national anthem. kindly stretch your hands on Ghana's flag on the altar and please pray and make intercession for this country. We are going the wrong direction. And God, this is where we need you. This is where we need you. This is where, remember your mercy in wrath. Revive thy works in the midst of the years. And in your anger, remember mercy. Please remember mercy. Trust your mercy. Heal our land. Strength have failed. Humanity have failed. Be gracious to us. And help us, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh! Please pray for my president. This is where the heart of a man is like waters, rivers before the Lord. And as he wills, eternity. Speak to my president. Speak, oh God. Two hands are on your heart. If you want to rededicate your heart to Christ, you want your sins to be forgiven, say, dear Jesus, have mercy on my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Be my Lord and my personal Savior. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Father, thank you for everybody who prayed that prayer. And right now, I'm asking in the name of Jesus. You are the God that delivered David from that famine. You are the God that used Joseph to restore that famine in the days of Pharaoh. You are the God that helped Elijah in that famine. Elisha also in another famine. You are the God that brought restoration miraculously. Gideon, to Deborah, to Shamgar, to Tola, to Jair, to Othniel, to Samson, to Samuel. You are the God that led the nation of Israel to war and to battle. And you fought in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1 to 14. You are the God that brought the victory. I pray, oh God, do these works, oh God, again in another fashion in our time. Visit our land and heal it. I pray for everybody that is here present, everybody that is watching and listening. I pray that you will heal, oh God, the works of their hands. Heal their finances. Restore unto them the destruction of the cankerworm, the palmerworm, the caterpillar. Bring a restoration, oh God. Now I pray in the name of Jesus. If there is somebody standing here who has no hope, be their hope. Oh yeah, be their hope. Cash is running down. Hope is running down. Expectations are running down. But you are the God of all wonders. Show us your glory in Jesus' precious name. If anybody is sick in this place, heal them. Deliver them from affliction and oppression. Set them free in victory in the name of Jesus. I give you thanks that this week will be a week of testimonies and restoration. We will come back with praise that you have begun a good work in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Oh, clap, clap, clap. This is the W3 service. W3 means World Worship Wonders. Forgive my voice this morning at a little turbulence. But the Lord bless you. You want to join us for our offering 0249-80-9911, the 0249-80-9911, or 059-229-6667. You can connect to any of those numbers and the Lord will richly bless you. On Tuesday, by the grace of God, we are having a non-denominational Bible study. This coming Friday is going to be a very special all night. It is coming out of our fasting and prayer that we are starting on Wednesday at the Achimota Girls Guys Training Camp. Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, Friday morning, and then in the evening here at the Amponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano, we are having an all night, a prophetic all night. So don't miss. The grace of God is going to be your portion. Yeah. Myself, my today, Prophet Ebenezer Akonai is going to be awesome, awesome. I also want to announce to you, we are going to Yaoman. We call it Christ to Yaoman. It's going to be a very special time by the mercies of God. The 4th to the 6th of November, we are having a mega crusade. We're going to be there and we are inviting you and your family, all the people in that environs. We are sending the gospel into that particular vicinity. If the Lord bless you, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you and keep you. I love you. See you next time.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.